Students listened closely to Regan as she began her speech by passing around her gold medal. Each student had a chance to examine it up close.
And so when I pass it around, know that I had to work for a long time to get it, so take really special care of it.
Regan told students she always believed the women's rowing team had a chance of winning, but her story is about perseverance. She trained for 6 years before selected for the women's Olympic team.
I don't know if I thought it was realistic or not, but I did actually imagine a lot. And when I was in sixth grade, I actually wrote an autobiography for a big class project, and the last chapter is about your future. And in that, I had myself swimming at the Olympic trials for swimming and making the team that way.
Growing up, Regan attended St. Gregory the Great School in Amherst.
Either when I was going to eighth grade or ninth grade, I can't remember which, but I did a learn to row camp at Westside during the summer. But I did not row in high school. I played lacrosse. I kind of went that path instead.
Regan told students she participated in a number of sports during her school years, but it wasn't until she attended college at Michigan State that she started rowing on a team.
Wasn't really interested in playing sports, and I sort of fell into rowing and picked it up and started finding that I was pretty successful with it. And after 6 years, I finally made it.
What's your favorite place that you've traveled to?
My favorite place that I've traveled to.
The charter school students asked a variety of great questions about her rowing success. After the presentation, fourth grader Aaliyah Cortez embraced the gold medalist's message.
She said, like, keep trying in school. I think that helped me.
Fourth grader Isaac Rodriguez also listened closely to Regan's message.
To keep going when life gets tough.
Regan tells us she resumes her training January 2nd. While most training is held in Princeton, New Jersey, winter training takes place in California.
What does it feel like to hold the gold?
Gosh, it's, you know, every time I hold it and I think about, you know, what it means to have it, it reminds me sort of how special the opportunity is that I was given and that I earned, because it's really easy to normalize your life and what you're doing and forget how incredibly special it is and, you know, rare it is to win a medal. So I kind of still get chills when I hold it and think about it.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.